Like most pleasurable experiences, rightness is not ours to enjoy all the time. Sometimes we are the one who loses the bet or the hotel. And sometimes, too, we are plagued by doubt about the correct answer or course of action, an anxiety that itself reflects the urgency of our desire to be right. Still, on the whole, our indiscriminate enjoyment of being right is matched by an almost equally indiscriminate feeling that we are right. Occasionally, this feeling spills into the foreground, as when we argue or evangelize, make predictions, or place bets. Most often, though, it is just a psychological backdrop. A whole lot of us go through life assuming that we are basically right, basically all the time, about basically everything. About our political and intellectual convictions, our religious and moral beliefs, our assessment of other people, our memories, our grasp of facts. As absurd as it sounds when we stop to think about it, our steady state seems to be one of unconsciously assuming that we are very close to omniscient. To be fair, this serene faith in our own rightness is often warranted. Most of us navigate day-to-day life fairly well, after all, which suggests that we are routinely right about a great many things. And sometimes we are not just routinely right, but spectacularly right. Right about the existence of atoms, postulated by ancient thinkers thousands of years before the emergence of modern chemistry. Right about the healing properties of aspirin, recognized since at least 3000 BC. Right to track down that woman who smiled at you in the cafe, now your wife of 20 years. Taken together, these moments of rightness represent both the high watermarks of human endeavor and the source of countless small joys. They affirm our sense of being smart, competent, trustworthy, and in tune with our environment. More important, they keep us alive. Individually and collectively, our very existence depends on our ability to reach accurate conclusions about the world around us. In short, the experience of being right is imperative for our survival, gratifying for our ego, and overall, one of life's cheapest and keenest satisfactions. This book is about the opposite of all that. It is about being wrong. About how we as a culture think about error, and how we as individuals cope when our convictions collapse out from under us. If we relish being right and regard it as our natural state, you can imagine how we feel about being wrong. For one thing, we tend to view it as rare and bizarre, an inexplicable aberration in the normal order of things. For another, it leaves us feeling idiotic and ashamed, like the term paper returned to us covered in red ink. Being wrong makes us cringe and slouch down in our seat. It makes our heart sink and our dander rise. At best, we regard it as a nuisance, at worst, a nightmare. But in either case, and quite unlike the gleeful little rush of being right, we experience our errors as deflating and embarrassing. And that's just for starters. In our collective imagination, error is associated not just with shame and stupidity, but also with ignorance, indolence, psychopathology, and moral degeneracy. This set of associations was nicely summed up by the Italian cognitive scientist Massimo Piattelli Palmarini, who noted that we err because of, among other things, inattention, distraction, lack of interest, poor preparation, genuine stupidity, timidity, braggadocio, emotional imbalance, ideological, racial, social, or chauvinistic prejudices, as well as aggressive or prevaricatory instincts. In this rather despairing view, and it is a common one, our errors are evidence of our gravest social, intellectual, and moral failings. Of all the things we are wrong about, this idea of error might well top the list. It is our meta-mistake. We are wrong about what it means to be wrong. Far from being a sign of intellectual inferiority, the capacity to err is crucial to human cognition. Far from being a moral flaw, it is inextricable from some of our most humane and honorable qualities: empathy, optimism, imagination, conviction, and courage. And far from being a mark of indifference or intolerance, wrongness is a vital part of how we learn and change. Thanks to error, we can revise our understanding of ourselves and amend